Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Charles Geyer.
I want to maybe just shift towards the end of this conversation, although we've talked almost completely about chemotherapy and trastuzumab, a little bit towards hormonal therapy. And right now, I know you've got your B35 study looking at anastrozole versus tamoxifen in DCIS. You had to close your XMS stain after 5 years study because of the MA17 letrozole study. How is accrual going on B35, the DCIS study?
It's going very well.
You would think so. It's a great study. What are you all sort of hoping to see? You kind of would think that it's going to be difficult to show an efficacy advantage. Maybe you'll see it, second breast cancers, et cetera, but hopefully maybe you'll see the same kind of side effects benefits that we've seen in the invasive studies. Is that kind of what you're thinking or expecting?
Yeah, I mean, the primary endpoint is all breast events lumped together, so we are, you know, not going to include deaths or non-breast malignancies in that, so you know, kind of get the breast endpoint. But there is a substantial quality of life component to the trial that will be real important in, you know, making the decision about it. But I think more and more it is looking like the AIs for most women are probably more effective, less toxic. So that's a tough combination to ignore. It's getting harder and harder, I think, for more of us to justify persisting with tamoxifen.